Up to Mishlef Lamed on base. BePesach Koidin BePashas Moedes. On Pesach, you read the parsha to deal with the Yom Tovim, and the Mishnah will spell out, and it goes like this: Shalom Toides Koinim from Vayikra, Batzeres and Shavuos. We read Shiva Shavuos. We read the parsha that deals with Shavuos. Bereish Hashanah, we read Bachedesh Hashvi Beecher Lachedesh. Yom Kippurim, we read Achrei Mois in the morning, in the afternoon, read Adois. We'll soon see. The Yom Tov Harisha Shachag, what do you read the first day of Sukkot? Koidin be Parshas Moedas, Shabbatos Koidim. Again, you read Parshas Moedas, Shoyle Chesiv. Uvishar Koyim Moisachag, and the rest of Yom Tov be Kabbana Zachag. The rest of Yom Tov, you deal with the carbon, every day has a different carbon. So you'll ask you how it works. Be Chanukah, we read in the Nesim. Because Chanukah Mazbeach was then, be Purim, by Yovei Amalek. Be Roshi Chadoshim, Uve Roshi Chachechem, be Ma'amodas. The Maaseh Bereishis, sorry, Melech Chatechem, Ma'amodas, the people who are involved in the Beis HaMikdash, we're just doing the Mishnah of Lamed and Beis. The last line, the Maaseh Bereishis, Rosh Bereishis. And Betainis, when it comes to a fast day, is Brachas V'Klolas. They used to read on a fast day, not what we read today. We read today by Chal, they used to read then the Brachas and the Klolas of the Chukosai. Yeah, I know, we'll see Rashi now. And the reason why we don't read it is because we follow Masechet Seferim, which is interesting. We follow Masechet Seferim rather than our Gemara. Let's do Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi, Pashas Moed V'Tez Koinim, Shoy Lei Chesev, V'Yoyim Mekam, I'm talking about the first day. Ube Breis, we're doing Rashi on the Mishnah, that you Lamed Amid Beis. Ube Breis, Amrim, we say, Bo, V'Shar Kom Eis HaPesach, the first of the Pesach, Amalakit V'Koide, we collect, Me'in Yon Ishal Pesach, different Kriyas that deal with Pesach. Umay Deshai, Masis and Tal Breis, so see the Breis, the different thing we read. Shiva Shavuos the Chol Abchay. We read again Chol Abchay read Shiva Shavuos. B'chay the Shvi the Shoy the Kesef. Koidim be Kabbanas a Chag. On Sukkot you read different Kabbanas. Says Rashi how to work. But Parshas Pinchas, how does it work? Because each day's carbon doesn't have more than a few Pesukim, and you have four Aliyahs the Chol Amoed. So how do we do it? Kate, this is how we do Chutz Lo'ez, and it's all different. Yom Rishon the Yom Sheni Koide Hamaftir. The first and second of Yom Tov the Maftir reads the same thing by Chamishas. Even though it's the second day of Yom Tov, maybe it's already Chol Amoed. It's not nice. And the second day of Yom Tov, we should already talk about Chol Amoed. And Koidim by, we don't read over Yom Hasheni. That's the second day. Maybe today is already the Chol Amoed. Lahadish Yusufi Yom Sheni. We don't want on the second day to read a Kriya that perhaps today is no longer Yom Tov, it's already Chol Amoed. The Ginai Ulika is Yom Tov Besafi Chol. It's a Ginai to read Yom Tov Besafi Chol Yom Rishon Chol Amoed. Shusufi Sheni. It's not nice. And it's the only Yom Tov to read a day that might be Chol Amoed, might be Yom Tov. So the first guy reads. So what? Now this is how it works. The first aliyah is he reads. Today is the second day. First the chalamoid. But Tanina, the next guy reads b'yayim hashlishi. He reads the carbon of the next day. And Chlisa, the third aliyah reads b'yayim revid. What's going to be the fourth day? Third day chalamoid. Haravi. And the fourth aliyah is Shehu Noisiv B'Shvil Chol Shamoed. The fourth aliyah, which is the new aliyah, which only Chol Hamoed has it, and not an ordinary Monday and Thursday. So who created? He reads Esfeke Yom. He reads both Sfeikas. Maybe it's the second day, maybe it's the third day. So the fourth aliyah is he goes back and reads B'Yom HaShen of Yom HaShlishi. What are the Sfeikas? Between Rashi and Lama Beis. Six lines at the bottom. B'Yom HaShen of Yom HaShlishi. The same thing happens the next day. The first aliyah is B'Yom HaShlishi. Shane, the second aliyah is Koyde B'yom Revi. Shlishi, the third aliyah, Koyde B'yom Machamishi, the fifth day. Uv Revi. And the fourth aliyah, he goes back to the Sveikas. B'yom Shlishi, B'yom Revi. Shane, Sveika, Yom. These are Sveikas for today. Chain Tamid, and that's how it is every day. Revi, Koyde, Masha, Koyde, Rishon, V'shane. That the fourth guy reads what the first, second guy reads. Chutz B'yom Achim Shechalamoid. The only day you cannot do that is the last day Chalamoid. Because the last day Chalamoid, you can't have the third guy reading what's going to be the next day. It is on the next day. He absolutely could be Yom HaShmini. He can read the 8th day. Lefishe Einam Imechag. 8 days no longer part of Sukkot. Ela Ledegel Atzis. Like a Yom Tov. Leficha Yom Zayin Shechalamoy. What are you doing in Shana Rabba? Rishon Koy. The first guy, you go back a day. The first guy, you go back 2 days. The first guy reads, today's the 5th day. Shane, the second guy, Koy Le B'Yom HaShmini. Today's the 6th day. Shlishi, the third guy, reads B'Yom HaShmini. And Varevi, the fourth guy, reads the Sveikas of today. Because B'Yom HaShishi, B'Yom HaShmini. Saying Sveika Yom. the Chanukah b'Nesiim. Why? Because Chanukah is also the time when the renewal is beya. Ma'isi b'Reishim said the time beya basa. Shenuya said the kriyosim. Beya b'Reishim the first day b'Reishis. But Yirikia read two pashes. You read b'Reishis and you hear Yirikia. A second and the second day you read Yirikia and you cover Mayim. Begin on the third day you read you cover Mayim the Yemaidus. This is the order to get the nine sukkim to be able to do the three aliyas. But if he on the Wednesday Yemi Oidus v'Yishu Mayim also happened the Thursday. B'Chamish the Thursday Yishu Mayim v'Taytzi Oidus. B'Shishi Taytzi Oidus v'Chulash Mayim. Hashem Farashem did explain my koydin b'maisa bereshis b'mamodus. I'm not sure why he says over there. Explain what's in the Gemara we're going to learn today. B'shvil hakabonis miskayim shemayim modus. Must be Rashi didn't have it in the Gemara, as we'll soon see. Second Gemara Vayte. Sorry, Mishnah Brach Lekolus on Tainis. You read Lekolus. The imchu koyse lo diacha teacher shal iske achet bo peroni is lo oilim rule viachas b'tshuva d'tshuva. The inotzlu mitzora sheim is anla. We say from tzora that they're fasting for. Says the Gemara Mishnah Vayte. Ein top of the page lamed alf and alf. A mafsikin be klolas. When you read the klolas, you don't divide it into aliyahs. You read all the klolas as if it's one aliyah. Ela echad koydi is cool, and one guy reads the entire thing. Says Rashi, "Emes be klolas kedav five milsa." We explain shein shnayim koydi men ela echad koydi is cool, and we don't want to divide that. The one person should get an entire aliyah. Bishnayim or the shein koydi pasha brachas. And the pasha brachas, even though it's small, you divide that into two pashas. Then the Mishnah continues, B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes b'mincha. What do you read on Monday and Thursday in mincha? Koyin and kesidim. Wherever you read last week, you continue Monday and Thursday in mincha. Then oilim lehem mina cheshbon. But you can't say the following Shabbos. Well, I already read Tosheni. Let me start from Sheni. No, you start again from the beginning. Shemar says, how do you know that all of these Yom Tovim you read Dafke Kriya, which relates to Yom Tov? So by Dabe Moshe es Moyane Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with him the times. Yom Tovim the Eibush the Bnei Yisrael went and the times. It's Vasan Shia Kriya Kolech Vechem is Mani. It's right time. Okay, but you notice later. Turn up and we learn. On Pesach, Koydin, but Pashas Moedas. On Pesach, you read the Pashas of Moedas, which is Shoyde Chesed. Maftidin, what's the Haftedah on Pesach? The Haftedah is. The Pesach we do is Gilgal. We do the Haftedah is of Gilgal. Talks about. Sorry? Yeah. Eden today, Dika today, Yom today, in Chutzlaris, we have 2 days Yom Tov. What do? Is Yom Kama ba Pesach. The first day Yom Tov we do a Pesach Gilgul, the Macha ba Pesach Yeshiyahu. The second Haftedah is a Pesach of Yeshiyahu. We read the Kriya the same, but the Haftedah has to be different. Rashi, he tell about Bezer Kodim, Bezer Moedim, Breisa Shlei Mitzab, complete Breisa Ad Vishak, Koyim, Bezer Chag, Koyim, Bezer Chag. The Breisa will go through all the Yom Tov, what you read, Elo Shabbalah, Gemara, Yiv Siku, the Gemara constantly interrupts, Lefarish, Bechol Moed, Yoyim, Biyoyim, Ma Tikno Acharenim, the Breisa doesn't talk about Ha'idna. The Ha'idna is an addition to Gemara. Today in Bavel, we have 2 days Yom Tov, what should we do? That's an addition of the Gemara. Ma Tikno Acharenim, what did they add later on add? Shenogel, Asabez, Yomim, Likle, Biyam, Shed. What did they add to the second Elefisha? Ha Breisa, Nisha, Bezer Zerol, the Breisa, Rudin, Nezer Zerol. Shein oisin yom tov ele yom echad. It's all going to do one day. So the Gemara who added it on. The Pesach Gilgul will be Yeshua by Yeshua. The Gemara vayte v'shayim oisah Pesach. The rest of Pesach. What do you read? Melaket. Interesting expression. There's a collection of different parshas of the Torah. There's no particular sequence. V'koydem in yonish l'Pesach. We read things to do with Pesach. Ma'i. What are these pesukim? Amar apop em ma'afu. There's a tevis to remember the kriya of Pesach is ma'afu. Mem aleph fevav. What's ma'afu? That's Rashi. V'shar koyim ebesim ma'afu. The mem is mishchu k'chu lachem tzayin. The mem is mishchu k'chu. The aleph is im kesef talvez ami. The pei is psal l'cha. And the vav is v'idabir shebahal oischa. What about Yom Tov Sheini? In Chutz La'aretz, when there's 2 days Yom Tov, koyim k'yem rishin shor l'chesef. The second day Yom Tov, you read the same kriya, you read the first day. Shor l'chesef. It's only chol moed. So we have ma'afu, which is mishchu and there's oshevus in there. Im kesef. Simin Yom Tov Achar Pesach Simin. That's a Simin. That's a Simin. Now we're going through each one. Oh, Shor LeChesed. We already know that there has all the Moedim. We need a Parsha that has a Parsha Emor. That's the only Parsha that has all the Yom Tov in there. Yom Tov Achar Pesach. What do you read last day Pesach? Koyim we read by He B'Shalach. You read Shidus Hayom. U'Maftirim. And what's the Hayat Torah? By David David, which is also Shira. Rashi, he was part of the fish. But Yom Zayin Shal Pesach, Amru Shira LeYam. That's the day when they cross the Yam. Or Matim with David David, he Shira Kamaisa. It's also a song. Or Medaber Bo Mitzis Mitzrayim. They're also went to Mitzrayim. Ola Oshem Ba'apay VeShala Chitza VeYifitzim. Talks about also when left Mitzrayim. Continue. Ulamachad Achris Shal Pesach. This is again now Chutz La'aretz. This is what the rabbis added to the Brayso. So what do you do? It's called Habchir. We add kol habchoyr. U'maftidin. What's the haftarah in the last day? Oid hayoyim. The last day, the day will come. Rashi. Oid hayoyim. Lefishim apolosah shal sancheder b'lel pesachoyah. Because the mapolah of sancheder was happened the night of Pesach, so we read that. Amr Bayvin today, Noig Amal Mikra today, what do we read? We read Mem, the first Chol Hamoed is Meshoich Toyda, and Kuf Kadosh Bekaspa, which is so, but we also do Im in Kesa Talbulach. Yeah, okay. And Pei Pasol B'Mibora and Shalach Bukhar.
So
you have Psalucha, and then you have, after Psalucha, you have, I guess, for example, Midbara is what Vaidabar is, Midbara. Okay, so that's Vaidabar and Bahalaischa. Then you have Shalach, which is Vahib Shalach, and then you have Bukhra, which is Kolabchair. Batzeres on Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos. What do you read on Shavuos? You read Shiva Shavuos. You read Shiva Shavuos and Haftarah is Chabakuk. Others say Bachodesh Hashlishi u'maftidim mekava. Ma'aseh mekava. Even though before we know you don't, we do it. But even today, Dika today, Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov. Avdinika v'dav tavai. We do both. However, v'ivcha, we change the order around. We do Bayim Hashlishi the first day and Ma'aseh mekava, and the second day we do Shiva Shavuos and Chabakuk. Rashi mekava di cheskel al shem shenigla b'sinai, but ribu devav is alfei shonon, because the Eibusher revealed on Sinai with all of his whole entourage. That's what we learned. Read it. Ve'idno dika trei yom avdina b'tavai v'ibchad kamri achedim diinu basoy the second one the Tanakama b'chaydish hashlishi u'mafti mekava. So we do that v'yemarishin karinu. We read the first day with the Kama Tanakama. The first Tana said bat said a shiva shvus u'mafti mechabaku karinu. We do that the second day v'ibchad the mantei b'shiva sivin shiva sivin v'ite b'reish hashana v'idu reish hashana. Bachodesh Hashvi u'maftidin, and the Haftarah is Haben Yakeli Ephraim. That's one opinion. The Yesh Aimnim, Hashem pocket a Sarah. He remembered Sarah B'Zam Roshanu u'maftidin bechana. The Idno Dika Trei Yoyme. So we do both. Yoyme Kama. The first day we do the second opinion, Ki Yesh Aimnim, and Lamacha. The second day, V'lekim Nisa Avram. Sorry, u'maftidin Haben Yakeli. Yeah, that's what Rashi said. That. But we changed the first kriya. Even though the first opinion says the first kriya should be b'chaydesh hashvi, we changed the first kriya to Elokim Nisus Avram. No, but before we kept both opinions, we just watched the order. Here we actually don't agree to the first. We don't agree at all with the first opinion. First opinion said here you read b'chaydesh hashvi. We don't. That's right. Rashi, Haben Yakli Efraim Mishum Zocher Eskerenu Rachem Rachmena. That's why I read that after. Weiter bei Yom Kippurim, we read Achre Mois und Maftirin, und der Haftoyle is Haftoyle, ki koi oma Rom Venisa, ki koi oma Rom Venisa, and our words are to do with Tshuva. Und wir minche koi den bei Arroyes und Maftirin bei Yoyne. Why in the world do we read Arroyes in the middle of Yom Kippur? Fascinating Rashi tells you. Rashi. First Maftirin bei Chana, in Algema we don't have the Gisa Maftirin bei Chana, but Rashi Maftirin bei Chana, lefish bekidosa hois bei Roshana, she was remembered as Roshana, but Kedez Yitzchok Maskid, and we remember Kedez Shdishkalon Hayyem Mishpat. Who is it? And why do I get Yitzchok? Because it says Yiskalon Hayyem Mishpat. Even though the Gemara Roshana says that we blow Shofar to remember Kedez Yitzchok, so Rashi is not connecting it to Kiyas Shofar. Rashi is connecting it to the root cause in the first place, because he wanted David to remember Mishpat. They remember the Sis Nefesh of Kedez Yitzchok. Ki Koy Amar Rami Nisam Amar Soil Soil Shemibah Midah Tshuva Haloi Zad Soim Abasro. To do it Abchuru. So this therefore has to do with Abasro. So it has to do with the Tshuva. Koyin Barayis. Look at us. No. That's right. Yeah. Rashi, Koyin Barayis. Why do we arise in the middle of Yom Kippur? The holiest day of the year. Nothing else to talk about. So Rashi has one shot. The reason is, Mi she yesh aveda biyod, if you ever did an aveda, yifresh mehen, you will separate from it, lefish aroyis aveda mitzuya. The most common aveda, the Gemara says, is an edin, is aroyis, she nafshe shel odom mechmadosam, the person desires it, v'yitzer, talk it, begets hodom. The biggest it's is for aroyis. So therefore, we read about aroyis, but just like aroyis, we should walk away from all the avedas we do. That's Rashi. Look at Tesis. The mincha koyden ba'aroyis. Why do we read aroyis? So Rashi says, just because it's the most common aveda. Tesis says, lefish hanoshim mikushotis b'shul kovad hayom. Remember we had an end of the tainis that the women used to get dressed up, I guess. So they dress up really nice. Lefich etzol askidim, we have to remind them, shelo yechoshlu behen. If you remind everybody, we shouldn't be nichshul by the women who dress so nicely in kippur. Why punktim the women are dressed up nicely in kippur than any other yom tov? Must be because of that thing of the end of the tainis that the girls get dressed up because they want to become callous. But it was nice, mikushotas it says. Otherwise, stam because it's yom tov, then why punktim kippur? Every yom tov we should read a rois. And then he gives another interesting thing. You know why? We're trying to hint to the Eibishter. You're telling us we shouldn't reveal the most deeper secrets, hidden parts. Don't bring out the secret of Eidus that we do. Very nice. So Tesis has a nice shot. And Rashi is very pragmatic. Back to the Gemara. But Rashi doesn't explain. I guess Yain is only called the Tshuva, so it's obvious. Wherever you find the greatness of Hashem, at the Moitza Avnus Nosa, you also find that his humility, David, the Cosmetes and Taita, the Shon Vim repeating the Vim, Shuvim, Shuvim, repeat a third time in the Xubim, Cosmetes, it says in the Taita, Kashem, Elekechem, Hu, Eleke, Elekim, the Abish is the Almighty, Badoni Adon, right, the greatest of the greatest, and yet, Xibase, in the next passage, it says, He, the greater of the greatest, what does he do? Oh, he's a Mishpat Yosemani, takes care of the people who are downtrodden. So the Eibusher lowers himself, and he has no problem in taking care of the Yosem and Almanus. Shani bin Levim, he repeats in Levim. It says in the pasuk, "Ko yamar rom v'nisa sheichenad v'kodesh." The Eibusher is exalted. Uksib basle. The next pasuk says, in that same pasuk it says, "Ves dako shvar ruach," that the humble and those are downtrodden, the Eibusher takes care of. Again, b'shul v'ksovim. The Chassid it says, "Soilum l'roiche baravis." He goes high in the high plains. He rides in high plains. And Bekoshmoy, and then it says, it says, Avi Yisaimim, the dying Almanus. This Abishah takes care of the Yisaimim Almanus. Then we continue. Yom Tov Harishu Zachag, the first day of Yom Tov, Kaidin, Bepashas, Moides, Tsukis, we read again, Shoyde Chesef, Shabbatel Kainim, in Vayikra. Maftidin, and what's the Haftedin on that day? Hine Yom Bol Hashem. There it talks about Tsukis. It will come up in the going, will come celebrate Sukkot. V'yinu t'rei dike t'rei, 2 days, l'mochar mikre, and what, the next day you read the same thing. Ha'chinam mikrinen, we read the same kri again, shorei chesef. And after my maftim, but what have t'rei do the second day? V'yakilu emel shleime, they all gather emel shleime, because we know the Beis HaMikdash was built on Zion, we learned by Kotlin, was built on Zion Tishrei, and they celebrated for 7 days, and the 7 days, they didn't eat, they didn't fast at Yom Kippur, they all ate Yom Kippur that year. They celebrated, imagine. And then the first day Sukkot, when they all gathered together. So therefore, we read it on Sukkot. The Shad Kol Yemei Zechag, the rest of Yom Tov, Koyedim B'Kabon Zechag, like we said before. Yom Tov Achrim, what do you read the last day of Shmina Tzedeh? Koyedim Kol Abchor, Kol Abchor, Mitzvah Zechukim, because Kol Abchor has so many mitzvahs in it. U'Bechor, look at Ashi, Koyedim Kol Abchor. Ella, where do you begin? We don't start from the words Kol Abchor, Maschilim from Asa to Asa. And why we read that says Rashi here? Lefi she yesh bo oise parsa mitzvahs v'chukim harbe hanuhug is b'chag. That many mitzvahs that we conduct ourselves on sukkahs bo oise is man whose man also. This is the time of gathering the tvua. We're second white line in Rashi. The ace the time shaniim tzichin lesser meichel beitzim. So rich people gather in their crops. So too the poor people gather in now for winter. For oid yesh bo oise parsa mitzvahs meiser oni. He also talks about the mitzvah of giving to distribute to the poor. Well, mitzvah nasan titin, given to doctor, poseh, tiftach, vahanik, tanik, all the different mitzvahs to give to the poor, levit, even shaluach, chavshi, and setting him free. Vahavit tavitenu, lending money. So all of these things are discussed there, so then it's appropriate time, Asukkah, to read all of that. Vahika chaloshem, Hashem be mashmini, shalachazam. Why we read this haftedah, maftedah yamad shlema, why is it Rashi? Because that's when they all went back after Sukkah, they all went home. Now, he says here, sorry, lemochar. This is the only reference in Shas for the Yom Tov Simchas Torah.
In fact, it doesn't say anything at all. L'machar, the next day, what's the next day? This is where I get chutz laretz. Koidim v'zayis ha-bracha. That's all we know about Simchas Torah. That's why Shulchan Aruch in Bes Yosef, we have nothing but Simchas Torah. It's only the Ramah. U'maftidin, the after the word, v'yamad shleimah. Shleimah stood up. That's it. And Rashi doesn't even tell us what it is. It's a pelvic thing. We know nothing about this Yom Tov called... That's right. And you look at Tesis, he's the only one who talks a little bit about Simchas Torah. As I mentioned, he said, L'macha Karina, the last day, look, Tesis, the last day you read the second last Tesis on the page. L'macha Karina, V'zayis HaBarocha, Maftir, V'yamad Shleimer. So this is called Simchas Torah, right? We know nothing about it. What is it? What's this Yom Tov? Nothing. The Yesh Mekayim, Shinogu, have to be Yachrim Moshe Moshe. Some people do have Torah because you read V'zayis HaBarocha, you should read the Haftarah of. Not by Yamach Shleim, but by his voice. He actually much Moshe. But Shibush was a mistake. Shall Hashas ain't a Kaimikain. Algmar doesn't say that. Even though a few other things. He's saying, yeah, that's not. He said, Algmar says what's the Haftarah on Zeus Abrocha. It says, by Yamach Shleim. It's a mistake. Because Algmar doesn't say that. Even though other things Algmar says that Tais himself says we don't follow, could we follow Masechet Seferim? He says, Mephadish, we don't follow. But I, in the previous block, in the Lina Taisus, Taisus says, nowhere does the Gemara say that on Chol HaMoed we should bring two Sefer Torah out, one for the, you know, Yom HaShoshishi, and then one, the general Maftir. It doesn't say that. And Taisus says here that this that we do our mini, that we have two Sefer Torah, there's no smach whatsoever anywhere in the Gemara. But there's no problem. We don't follow the Gemara. Over here, suddenly, he has a problem. The Yamat Shleim, like the Gemara says right here. The Yesh Oymin Shav Hai Goyin Tikin Leim Vi Achrim Mois Moshe. There are others that say that Rav Hai Goyin. So you look how late in time it was. It wasn't the times of Gemara, it wasn't even Rabbanus Varoi. And Rav Hai Goyin was the last Goyinim. So the Goyinim period was 450 years. He was from the very end, right before the Rishonim. Avleni Yodin HaSvod Amai Shona Seh Rashas. I don't know why he did it. Even though the Chayda Zoysa Baruch, and this is the Haftarah from Zoysa Baruch, because this follows. Vi Achrim Mois Moshe. Very interesting. So when does Tesis have no problem with going against Shas when it comes to Kriyas? And when does he have a major problem? What's going on here? How can we change what the Gemara says? Anyway, back to the Gemara. And it's amazing. Sichas Torah, nothing here. Many years later. Maril was the first Ashkenazi, but he was about 650 years ago. 600 something years ago.
Yeah, no, he's from the Rishonim, though.
It's very questionable. He's the very end. The time it overlaps, like the Elvaz. It's like the Elvaz's time. No. Before. No, it's a period right in between the name of Kli. That's the period that's the unknown. Like the Elvaz, is he a Rishon or Nachon? It's the unknown period. Oh, he's a Rishon, of course. Okay, that's 200 years before. There's a period about 70 or 80 years, we're not sure how to label that period.
If Shabbat falls on Chol HaMoed, Ben Bepedra Sukkah is Mikro Karina, and we read Rei Ata. Why do we start from Rei Ata? Says Rashi. Mikro Karina Rei Ata. She yes, Shem Mitzvah Shabbos, because there Shabbos is also mentioned. Ude Golem and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and Chol HaMoed. Chesiv is Chag Amazat Ishma Mekal Amadnu Isam Malach Chol HaMoed. He learned Chol HaMoed. Set the Chagiga. So therefore, on Shabbos, it's a collection of everything. It has Yom Tov, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, perfect.
Exactly. This is a Hunam Rav.
Afturi be Pesach. And what Haftarah you do if it's Pesach on Shabbos? What Haftarah you do at Tzomas Ayavashis? That's when Sheb Ephraim left Mitzrayim early, so on Pesach we do that. Uve Sukkis, we do Beyim Bogoy. Because we have a tradition that the Mechem Zagoy Gemog will be on Sukkis and Mashiach is coming on Pesach. Rashi? 100%. We do want. But some of the Vejo Grashi, she yotzum Mitzrayim with their cats, because they left Mitzrayim too early. V'yein bo goig, v'hi ha-mulcham wa-amul b'zchai, v'hi ha-yein bo la-shem, there will come. Then b'chanekeh, b'nasiim, we read the nasiim, u'maftidim, b'neir z'chayah, what haftarah you do every day, neir z'chayah. What about v'im b'kloish, tei shabbosis? That's the first Shabbos. What, sometimes if Chanukah falls on a Shabbos, you have two Shabbosim. So what do you do then? Which Haftarah you do the second Shabbos? Kamaisa b'neidah z'chayah. The first thing you do neidah z'chayah, which is running v'simcha, and basraisa b'neidah z'shleim Rashi. Neidah z'chayah running v'simcha. Hashem yireisi b'neidah z'av kulai. So there's a golden b'neidah. Neidah z'shleim v'yas chayim b'sam neidah chamish mi'min. Right on the right. The Purim v'yovei amolik b'roshi chadoshim v'roshi chadcheichem b'ri roshi chadcheichem roish chaydish cholid b'shabbos. Roish chaydish cholid b'shabbos. Mafti. What's the Haftarah? V'hoye midah chaydish b'chadcheich. The Haftarah is. What
And Choli is be'echa b'Shabbat. Chesh on Sunday is be'etmo yesterday. Maftidim. What's the haftira? Vayemer lo yenison mocha chaydish. Reish Chaydish of, if Reish Chaydish of Choli is b'Shabbat, if Chaydish falls on a Shabbos, if Reish Chaydish falls on a Shabbos, Maftidin, what Haftedah should we do? We should change the Haftedah from the normal Pasha, and we should read, Chodcheichem u'moyadeichem son of Nafshi, the Abishah says, I hate your Chadoshim and your Yom Tevim. Hoyu olay l'teidach, you're a pain in the neck, you're a burden on me. Says the Gemara, what's going on? In my hoyu olay l'teidach, what do you mean you're a pain? Every time they didn't sin, the Eibishter has to work out what punishment. And you did so many sins, I got to sit and think, what punishment should I give that you deserve? So you're tirchan me. You're forcing me to think, what gzeidah I should give? Eibishter, don't think. Don't give us any gzeidah. That's interesting. Look at Taisa, the first line. The eight on Eisen came. El Mafti, we do the three haftedahs. The Gimel Prion says the Yehoyahu Shimon VaHashem uBeShabbat Shalifnei Tisha B'Av. We do Chazon Yishayahu. But Tam, how can we not follow the Gemara? Because on a Noigin, we don't follow the Gemara. Can we follow the Psikta? Loim Gimel De Puranasa Kaidim Tisha B'Av. We have the three haftedahs that we read before Tisha B'Av. So even though the Gemara clearly says you say Chachechem Adir Son Nafshi, which is a very strong haftedah. Sorry. You do be okay, but we don't say it because we follow Gimel Pronius. So here, Teis has no problem if we don't follow the Gemara, but he found the Mokker and Psikta. His problem was before that the only Mokker was of High Goin. Of High Goin versus the Gemara, why are we following High Goin? That's what Teis had a problem with. And then the Eilen Dibli Yom, okay, and then Teis goes through the whole thing here, what you read. Let's continue a little bit further.
What is this Psikta?
Psikta is yeah. So we've got a Mokker. Yeah, but it's the same. That's he bothered him here that we have no Mokker.
Yeah, okay, but he's
yeah, that's true. Yeah, back to the Gemara. Tanya, we learned. What's the haftedah? That's the haftedah. Eicha hoysel zayna. Mikra mai. What do you read in the Torah? Tanya, some say, what do you read in the Torah? If you don't listen to me, this is what's going to happen. What you read is regarding the Meraglim, when David says that Ono Yinatsuni Ha'omazet, till when are they going to antagonize me? The Yeshayim, others say the following passage, Admosa Le'edah Ha'roazes. In other words, because the Meraglim is what started, was the catalyst for this whole Tisha B'Av. Omar Abaye, Ha'idna No'igam al-Mikre, today the minig is actually to read, neither we read, Kisayli Bonim B'nei Bonim, and then I'm going to chase you out of the land, and so on. That's what we read. Umaftidin, and what's the Haftedah? Osaif Asifin. If you said, I'll gather you together. Why does Abaye come along and change everything it says in the Baraisa? It doesn't give a reason. The Baraisa says one thing. And Abaye and Amoida comes and change. How can Abaye and Amoida argue with the Baraisa? And he comes and gives a whole new Kriya. Rashi, I don't even know. Moshe, the Rota, Vaib and Meraglim, both Meraglim, him Chosru bit Tisha B'Av. When did they return home? Tisha B'Av. Can you remember that the tiny is? That's just a little bit more. How do you know that they read Bereishis? Had it not been for the Ma'amadas, the Yidden standing there and participating in the Kabbonas and fasting and reading, had not been for the Kabbonas, the world would fall apart. And it says, Im loy brisi, if you wouldn't keep my bond, my covenant, yom v'layla, every day, every night, chukah shemayim v'odah l'samte, I never would have put in place the nature of the world. Uksiv, and it says, v'yomer Hashem, sorry, what's the little Kabbonas? We'll see in a minute. V'yomer Hashem, Elikim, Avram says, the Ebishter, v'me'edah, how will I know? Ki Hashem al-Yashem. What's going on here? Omer Avram, this is what happened. Omer Avram, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Avram said to the Eibishter, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shem Chasi, Shom Yisrael, Chayit Levanecha, the Eden sin, Vata Oysa Lehem, you'll finish them off, Kedoyer HaMabul, Kedoyer HaFlog, you'll exterminate all the Eden. Omer Lelav, no. Omer Lefon Ribbono Shel Olam, how do I know? Omer like, this is, what should we do to remind you the promise he just gave? Choli Eglum Shleshes, bring a carbon. Now this makes sense. Bismash beis mishkayim. We had kabbonis. Bisman she'ein beis mishkayim. Mat hele. What are we gonna do today? Amaloi kvar tekanti lem say the kabbonis. I already gave you davening kabbonis. Kols man shekoyde. Well, you read the kriya. If you read the koyde, then today we have no kabbonis. You read about the kabbonis. Maila nielem. I'll consider it kiila makriven lefani as if you brought for me carbon. Umoichel ani akol avin esayim. I'll be moichel all their sins.
Why is
you gave me a promise already. Yeah. There he said he won't do the klal, he won't do it to the whole world. But here he's only worried about the Eden. Maybe he'll kill the Eden, not the whole world. Just like David said by Paddy. Paddy said he won't drown in the water, so he said, oh, that was the whole world, but the Mitzrayim, I can do it. Rashi, you know what I mean? The Ma'inyan Bereish is eight from my mothers. What's the connection? Teach me something that I can make sure that the Eden will be atoned. Kholi Egus Lezer, claim a Kabbana is Yichaplan, Kabbana is. So Rashi, before the Mishnah, send you off to Tain. This means Rashi didn't have the whole Gemara here. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow is a Seam.